And welcome, everybody, into the second half of March already, if you can believe that. Let's see, March in like a lion, out like a lamb. Isn't that what they say?
Yeah, or in like a lamb, out like a lion, it might be.
Not sure which one we're going to end up on there.
But I'm not sure either.
We made it through the blood moon last week, so I guess we're off and running. And Kim's going to tell us about Tri-State Livestock News.
Indeed I am. Discover the pulse of agriculture, from grains to sheep, dairy cattle to top-notch horse operations. Equip yourself with the best farm and ranch equipment updates and upcoming ag events. Tri-State Livestock News. Visit online tsln.com. It's what ranchers read.
Well, Kim, I have a treat for you today on the program.
I love treats.
And you don't know what it is.
I do not.
It's something from our friend Jim Thompson.
Well, indeed. Let's hear it.
Edsel Wallace Little was born August 15, 1926, on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota. He served in the U.S. Navy, and after his discharge, he stayed in California. For a time, he worked on the rodeo circuit as a bull rider and bareback rider, and eventually, because of his 6-foot-5-inch stature and Lakota good looks, he got a job at Disneyland. At that time, they didn't have tall fences around the property, so Ed became the guard, riding a spotted horse around the perimeter to keep out trespassers. One day, he intercepted a man walking under the property. He stopped him and asked what his business was at Disneyland. The trespasser told him he had an appointment at the office, so Ed asked for his identification and found that he had stopped Walt Disney. Mr. Disney was taken with Ed's professionalism and tall, good looks. He introduced him around Hollywood, and he got a job in the movies. It was Medal of Honor winner Audie Murphy who suggested he get into acting, and along with Chief Dan George and Jay Silverheels, he became one of the first true Indians in Western movies. Agents changed his name from Edsel Little to Eddie Little Sky. The native South Dakotan became an actor and stuntman who appeared in over 60 films and TV shows, often as a Native American chief. Among his movie credits were Paint Your Wagon, Breakheart Pass, and A Man Called Horse. His TV credits included Gunsmoke, Bat Masterson, The Rifleman, The Virginian, Bonanza, Daniel Boone, and High Chaparral. The Oglala Lakota actor had a long, successful career, and after retiring from Hollywood, he moved back to Shannon County, South Dakota, where he ran the Oglala Lakota Tribal Parks and Recreation Authority. Edsel Little, Eddie Little Sky, died in western South Dakota in 1997 at the age of 71. He's interred in the family cemetery in Oglala, South Dakota. And thanks to Rick Salzer, if you didn't know before, you now know, as Paul Harvey would say, the rest of the story.
Thank you, Jim. It's always good to hear Jim's voice, and I thought we would share that here on the Good Stuff program today. Can I share something about Jim?
Please do.
Now, this was submitted to Jim a while back from his friend Rod Nichols, and I hope your friend out there as well. And it's simply called Time with Jim. Seems that life is filled with things to do. My plate's full to the rim. So it's sure enough a pleasure, boys, to spend some time with Jim. There's coffee brewing in the pot, Dark Canyon to the brim, and talk of local and rest there while spending time with Jim. There's humor, prose, and poetry, sometime nostalgic whim, a better break you couldn't ask than spending time with Jim. The world is such a changing place, where news is mostly grim. It's nice to find a moment's peace, like spending time with Jim. It's now an anniversary, so I say to him and all the crew a heartfelt thanks for the time we spend with Jim. And that was sent by Rod Nichols for a 7th anniversary of the program for our friend and yours, Jim Thompson.
Pretty hard to top that, I do have to say. But I think we better throw a little Irish in on this. Don't have a lot of time left, but I'm going to tell you a little story, about 30 seconds worth. Once all villagers decided to pray for rain, on the day of prayer, all the people gathered, but only one boy came with an umbrella. That's faith. I'm going to sneak one more in. I like those. When you throw babies in the air, they laugh because they know you will catch them. That, my folks, is trust. And I'm going to leave you with this today. The best is yet to come. Thank you so much for joining us. We've loved having you here with the Good Stuff.